Blog Talk Radio.
See, lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head for true.
Good evening.
Yes, this is Vicki and Auntie Dot. We have Deacon Lowe, we have Mother May, and myself.
Hello.
Who are you sharing?
We have Auntie Carrie. Good evening.
Good evening.
And Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
All righty. And while we give our guests more time to join, let's go ahead and start with 2 Kings 7. I had Auntie Carrie plan that for us this evening?
Yes.
All righty.
2 Kings 7. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof." And there were 4 leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall but die." And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, "Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites, and the kings of the Egyptians, to come upon us." Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent, and did eat and drink, and carried thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again, and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, "We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household." So they came and called unto the port of the city, and they told them, saying, "We came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tent as they were." And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night, and said unto his servants, "I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry. Therefore are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city." And one of his servants answered and said, "Let some take, I pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are as all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as all the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed. And let us send and see." They took therefore 2 chariot horses, and the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, "Go and see." And they went after them unto Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. And the king appointed the lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate. And the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died, as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. And it came to pass, as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel, shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. And that Lord answered the man of God and said, Now behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. And so it fell out unto him. For the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died.
Amen.
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 Second, thank you, Mary, for planting the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, Arise.
Power off.
Wheresoever thou canst sojourn. For the Lord hath called for
He just want to keep talking. All righty there. Okay, we do have one more caller join. I have another caller that joined. I'm not familiar with the number. If you can just announce yourself.
Hi, this is Marilyn.
Oh, good evening, Marilyn. Thank
good
you for
evening,
your...
everyone.
Good evening.
Okay. I will do a roll call so everyone knows who's all attending tonight. And then we're going to go ahead and get into my program. Sorry, my phone's ringing. Let me get that. All righty. Again, thank you, Auntie Carrie, for playing 2 Kings 7. I didn't do my homework because I was supposed to share what we were going to be listening to. I'm going to work on that in 2023. Okay. All right. We have Sister Vicki. We have Auntie Dot. We have Deacon Lowe. We have Mother May, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Marilyn, and myself, Sister Angela. All right. I'm
Amen.
Amen. All righty, well, let's go ahead and get started with our program. Again, we are a family gathered together, family and friends gathered together for our weekly prayer program, and we're here to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. We're going to start off with our opening prayer, which will be led by Auntie Beth.
Let us pray. Our Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father and the Holy Spirit, Father, we come to you this day giving thanks and praise. Because of you, we are living in a holy time. And because I say a holy time, it's because of you are holy. And Father, we just thank you for what you have done and what you are still doing. So we just come to worship and praise your holy and righteous name, because it's all about you and not about us. Father, we know that you are the finish of our faith, and you is our high priest, our Messiah, and you are God, you are King, you are Lord of Lords, and you are the great I am. And Father, we just come to say thank you. Thank you for all that what you have done, all what you are still doing. And, Father, we thank you for letting us be here tonight, calling on your holy and righteous name. It is a great opportunity when we can come together and call on your holy and righteous name. It's all about you. We want to praise you. We want to worship you. And, Father, we want to thank you for the new anointing. We want to thank you for the new life that we are living now in you. And thank you, Father, for life, health, and strength. We thank you for peace, joy, and we thank you for happiness. Oh, Father, we just thank you for bringing us together again. In the name of your darling son, Jesus Christ, we will give you all the glory. We will give you all the praise. You are worthy of all our praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Well, Right on. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that beautiful opening prayer. We will move on to our first song. We're trying to find my speaker. We had a Christmas party last night, and I used it, and I didn't even talk about it, but just now. You were always on the dining room table. If you were going to look for a possession. Oh, Lord, I keep losing my phone. Give me a second, guys. I'm trying something new. I decided to go to Pandora and see if I could find some really great gospel Christmas songs. And for some reason, I keep hitting a button, and the phone that I choose just goes away. Let me see, can I get it back? Search. Thank you, God, for your thank you. I go ahead and play the second song I have. Up and I'll come back to that. We're going to go with Silent Night by Aaron Moses and Kyla Carr.
Oh,
Shepherd, I shall not want. He made me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I would feel no evil.
Yeah.
But thou art with me, the rod, the staff, they comfort me. They prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. They anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
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 That was beautiful. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Mr. Marilyn. All righty. Next I have Auntie Dawn. Do you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Isaiah chapter 7, verse 10 to 15. God messenger, Again, the Lord spoke to Esau. Ask the Lord God for a sign, whether in the deepest depth or the highest peak or the highest height. But Esau, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, hear now, your house of David is not enough to try the patience of humans. Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. He will be eating cubs and honey when he know enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. For therefore the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. and the land of the two kings you bred will be laid waste. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing out of Isaiah 7 unto God. Amen. Next I have Deacon Lowe. You have any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'll be coming out of 1 Chronicles chapter 17, 1 through 15. After David was settled in his place, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a palace of cedar, while the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under a tent." Nathan replied to David, "Whatever you have in mind, do it, for God is with you." That night the word of God came to Nathan saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. You are not the one to build me a house to dwell in. I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought Israel up out of Egypt to this day. I have moved from one tent site to another, from one dwelling place to another. Wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their leaders whom I commanded to shepherd my people, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from the pasture and from following the flock to be ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name like the names of the greatest men of the earth, and we will provide a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. People will not oppress them anymore as they did at the beginning and have done ever since that time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also subdue all your enemies. I declare to you that the Lord will build a house for you. When your days are over and you go to be with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for me, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. I will never take my love away from him, as I took it away from your predecessor. I will set him over my house and my kingdom forever. His throne will be established forever." Nathan reported to David all the words of this entire revelation. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Hello. The First Chronicles 17 or 17.
Yes.
All right. Okay. All righty. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Do you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm coming from Isaiah 9:6. "For a child will be born to us, and a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." Tonight, do you feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulder? Do you stress out at little things? Then remember your gift. A child was born. A son was given to you. Jesus' heart weighed off all our worries and his very capable shoulders as he governed his people. He is the counselor, God, Father, and Prince of Peace, who is desperately want and need, that who we desperately want and need. thank God tonight that he has given himself to you as the eternal gift, the proof of his unrelenting favor and love. Thank you for the gift of Jesus who take away all my worries. God provide his love for us when he sent us a Savior, Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Carrie. You came out of Isaiah, which book?
Isaiah 9:6.
9:6, okay. All right. Thank you for sharing. Next, I have Sister Vicki. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'd like to read an inspirational promise. One of my favorite authors is Max Lucado, and every once in a while I receive a message from him, and I'd like to just share it. First, I'll be reading scripture from John 14, verse 27. I leave you peace. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world does. So don't let your heart be troubled or afraid. There is a window in your heart through which you can see God. Once upon a time, that window was clear. Your view of God was crisp. You could see God as vividly as you could see a gentle valley or hillside. Then suddenly, a window cracked. A pebble broke the window. A pebble of pain. And suddenly, God was not so easy to see. The view that had been so crisp had changed. You were puzzled. God wouldn't allow something like this to happen, would he? When you can't see him, trust him. Jesus is closer than you'll ever dream. And a prayer with this is, Father, we believe that when we see you or see you in our suffering that we endure on the face of this earth, it will be worth it. And so, in other words, in our hearts we see him, we feel him. So when we see him and when that time comes, we know it would have been worth it. But help us to understand. And when we cannot understand, help us to trust. And my further prayer was when I was going through things, I just said, Lord, currently, I don't understand this plight that I'm going through. I don't see a way out. But I will keep my trust in you, that you would not leave me nor forsake me. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Sister Vicki, out of John 14:27 and Max Lucado. Amen. Mother May, you have.
Yes, I'm coming out of Jose 2. Back to the arm of a loving God. God challenges every day Christian with the awesome task of inspiration and pursuit. A rebellious people to return to his love and forgiveness. The story of Jose and Gomer illustrates such a challenge. This account demonstrated the tension between the disobedient people of Israel and the never-changing God who desired their faithfulness. Jose followed God's instruction to marry a woman totally consumed by her desperate desire for acceptance. Gomer's lifestyle symbolically Israel modern day. Through Gomer, unfaithfulness and disgrace hurt Jose. His focus remained on allowing God to use him to restore Israel. He understood that God's plan was greater than his pride.
The story of Hosea and Gomer also illustrate how God promised to restoration, softness his hand, or punishment. This passage leaves no doubt that God continued to extend his arm to receive rebelling people. Today, Jesus still calls out, "You are my people," to people who will say, "You are my God." God has empowered the community of faith to symbolically repeat the living God to the world in a Hosea-like way. We cannot ignore the hopelessness, despair, and fear that overwhelm our culture. We have no choice but to form a Hosea-Gomer alliance so that God's people may be reconsidered to him. God instructs, do not permit us to set limit on our patience or permit it around our comfort zone. We must be obedient to God and accept the challenge to reach out. The brothers and sisters within our community must know that he sees them, that he knows all about their circumstance, that he loves them, and that he is calling them back to him. And the prayer said, "Lord, help me to discern hopelessness, despair, and fear in your people. Give me the understanding and the wisdom to know what I must do and the courage to do it. But most of all, God, help me to remain faithful to you, my never-changing God. Amen."
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother May, for that reading out of Hosea 2. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Luke, chapter 2, Jesus born in Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. At that time, the Roman emperor, Augustus, decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quintus was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestor town to register for their census. And because Joseph was a descendant of the King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judah, David's ancient home. He traveled from there to the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, and who was now of pregnant. Until she had seen the Lord's message, and while they was there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to the first child, a son. She wrapped him and snuggled him in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there was shepherds staying in the field nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, the angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he says. "I bring you good news. I bring you great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find the baby wrapped in snuggling strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the army of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those on whom God is pleased." Mm-hmm. When the angel had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
They hurried in the village, and they found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in a manger. After seeing him, the shepherd told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said unto them about the child. And all who heard the shepherd's story was astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart, and thought about them often. The shepherd went back to the flock, glorified and praising God for all they have heard and seen. It was just an angel who had told them. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing Luke 2 with us, Auntie Betty. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, one through 20.
1 through 20. Amen. Amen. Righty. Well, we have completed our first round, and we will move on to our sick and shut in. But before I do, I want to know if there's any names that we want to add to the list or remove from the list.
Oh, Elijah's doing well. He's, you know, of course, been back at school, so he's doing good. So you can remove. But I would just encourage us to always pray for our youth. You know, that's that critical age that they are just staying in trouble. So I just say our youth that are at risk, we need to keep them in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Any others? All righty. If you will please bow your heads for the prayer. Heavenly Father of goodness and love, hear our prayers for all who are in need and for those of our family and friends that we are connected with, Loretta Simmons, Willie A.C. Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian Tompkins and Nafia Suma Tompkins, Traymar, Nasir, Jameer, Elijah, and other youth that are at risk, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family, including Marianne Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe. Arafa, is Hazel's mom. Sister Vicki Huffman. Sister Marilyn Tompkins. And our pastor, Austin. Father God, amid all of their physical suffering and or mental pain, may they find consolation in your healing presence, Father. Show your mercy as you close their wounds, cure their illness, make their broken bodies whole, and free downcast spirits. May these special people find lasting health and deliverance, Father. And so join us in thanking you for all your gifts. We ask this through the Lord Jesus, who healed those who believe. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so next up is our birthdays, and we do have a few here. We're looking at December 18th through December the 24th. Today we have Daniel Lowe, the second birthday. Little Daniel, as we call him. So today is his birthday. I got to send him a little text. today is his birthday. And then on tomorrow we have Kira. Is that your grandbaby, Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And then on the 21st, on the 21st, I have the late Anthony Calhoun. On the 23rd, we have our very own Deacon Hubert Lowe. All right.
Amen.
All right.
And we also have a Mother Nelson birthday on the 23rd. And then on the 24th, we have Michaela. Not sure whose child that is. Are there any other birthdays we want to add during this week, the 18th through the 24th? For Dorita? Her dog's Michaela, but did you know she had that last one? I don't know. I'm getting all these names mixed up now. But she has a Michaela, but that's not her birthday. Okay. Any other birthdays during that week that we're going to want to acknowledge so we can capture next year as well? Okay. Who's my lucky candidate tonight? Well, Sister Shirley, where are you? You were my candidate. Alrighty. Well. Let me see where I start over. Auntie Carrie, you are the lucky candidate. Auntie Carrie. It's always the person that asks, ain't it?
You said me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Is Mrs. Nina happy birthday song?
Yes. Okay. I do what I could do.
Amen.
Amen.
That's all we ask.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all God's children. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for your beautiful song, Carrie. All right, we're going to move right along to our second round, and as I call your name, you can either share a testimony, a poem, or a song, or you can do another Bible verse if you like. And then last, you can also say pass. So we're going to start off with Auntie Betty.
Oh, my Lord. I pass.
Okay. All right. Mother May.
I just want everybody to keep me in your prayers. I'm going to Ohio and to see about my daughter, and I hope I don't freeze up there. I know it stays cold on it. Keep me in y'all prayers when I get back. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Deacon Lowe.
Yes, I'll be coming out of First Chronicles 17, verse 16 to 29. God promised to David and David's prayer. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? And as if this were not enough in your sight, O God, you have spoken about the future of the house of your servant. You have looked on me as though I were the most exalted of men. O Lord God, what more can David say to you for honoring your servant? For you know your servant, O Lord. For the sake of your servant and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made known all these great promises. There is no one like you, O Lord. And there is no God but you. as we have heard with our own ears, and who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth who God went out to redeem a people for himself and to make a name for yourself and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations from before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt. You made your people Israel your very own forever. And you, O Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord, let the promise you have made concerning your servant and his house be established forever. Do as you promised, so that it will be established and that your name will be great forever. Then men will say, the Lord Almighty, the God over Israel, is Israel God. And the house of your servant David will be established before you. You, my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build a house for him. So your servant has found courage to pray to you. O Lord, you are God. You have promised these good things to your servant. Now you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may endure, that it may continue forever in your sight. For you, O Lord, have blessed it, and it will be blessed forever. Amen.
Amen.
Bring me that thing. Bring me that.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Chronicles 17, continuing with 16 through 29. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Do you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm coming out of Mess 2, chapter 1, verse 18 to 25, the birth of Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but therefore they came together. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to the public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quickly, but after he had conceived this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he saved his people from their sins. All took place what God had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, to take Mary home as his wife. But he did not consume a marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Matthew 1, 18 through 25. I will go next, and I'm going to share with you all what we had a visiting pastor today, and the sermon that he gave him, to summarize it, but it was so beautiful that I thought it was worth sharing. He didn't give me a title, but I'm going to make up a title based on the notes that I took, Climbing the Mountain of Life. All year long, we have been climbing a mountain. By the end of the year, the further we go, the harder it seems to climb. The air will get thin during our elevation, and we may need oxygen. We have to understand that elevation comes from God's unchanging hand, and we have responsibility associated with that.
which means we need to take action associated with that. Keeping in mind that the mountain of life is before us, but are we equipped? And what he shared was, do you have on the full armor of God? If you do, and you fall off that mountain, just know that you are protected by God. Knowing that God is no respecter of any person. He doesn't know who we are. When he look at us, if we love Jesus, he sees Jesus and he loves us too. If he look at us and he sees sin, he don't know who you are. So he knows one will either have to climb that mountain, which means be a friend of God, or back away, which means you're being a friend of the enemy. We have to respect the calling and recognize that as we climb that mountain, it's not about how swift and how quickly and how strong we are, but it's one about how we endure during the process. It came out of Psalms 118:8, stating that it's best to trust in the Lord than to have confidence in man, knowing that God is our all in all. And knowing that God is our source, he's in control. God is looking for warriors to be bold and willing vessels to be used by him, and knowing that we need him. And he also touched base on Acts 2:33, saying that we have to surrender to our flesh, to our thoughts, to our actions, to our ambition, because those things of the flesh can feed us and our enemy to distract us. So we need to make sure that the Holy Spirit is on our right side, not man, not our best friend. Not that person that said that you can count on me, I'll be there with you till the end. We need to have the Holy Spirit on our right side and knowing that our relationship with God is on our left side and he will care for us. And then going back to this is why we need to renew ourselves every day because of the flesh and the distraction of the enemy. And the biggest learning was there's no room for being weak in the Lord and learning his word. We have to be ready for the glory. We have to have unwavering faith. We have to have a safety net in God. So we need to stay trained up and equipped up to accept this mountain that we have to climb. And we have to recognize the elevation is going to happen whether we want it to or not. Life, you can choose to have more abundantly or you can choose to go up and down. And what they say, he was talking about how you keep doing the same old thing, it's a sign of insanity. We can go that route too. But I don't know about you, but I'd rather go up and choose more abundantly. Again, just in summary, he said, just walk in the spirit and you will die in the flesh. And knowing that God's rules never changes, but we have to. We have to grow. Let me see what else I have here. And the last thing, he left us with the question. Did you elevate to where God wanted you to? If not, when are you? Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Alrighty. Next we have Sister Vicki. You have anything you feel like you share with us this evening?
Yeah, I have a
a passage that I'm going to read from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. And what it, in summary, it's just, I label it as a testing of our faith, a testing of our attitude, that when we are going through suffering or when things get overwhelmed, what kind of attitude, what is our true attitude in affliction? Because we know that suffering and certain pain and just, you know, the world system, it's just inevitable that it's not going to have an impact on us. But where is our faith? How do we hold on to our Creator? So I began reading, again, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened upon you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other persons' matters. Yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Sharing out of 13 to 4, 12 to 16 to 15. Next, I have Sister Marilyn. Would you like to share an additional news this evening?
I will pass.
All righty, thank you. And then Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. And I know, Auntie Marie, you said you were listening. Was that just the first round or also the second round?
Well, I just want to say Merry Christmas to all and a Happy New Year.
Thank you for bringing that up, because that Sunday is going to be Christmas and New Year. Are we going to just rejoin in January, or is anybody willing to continue with the calls on those days?
January.
Angela, I think I'm just going to wait to January, because I got, you know, family things coming up, so I don't want to, you know, I want to be focused.
You know, sometimes we may not have nothing planned, but others have planned for us, right?
Yeah.
So we will rejoin on January the 8th. So back to what Auntie Marie said, just, you know, wishing everyone a very special Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Right.
So we're not finishing our program. Let's get back to the program here. I know we're running a little behind. I just want to take the moment to assign part for January the 8th. Do we have anyone that's willing to volunteer for the 2 Kings and 8th verse, chapter? Okay.
I will.
But he cares.
All righty. And how about the opening prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer on that day? Okay. How about the closing prayer? Any volunteers for the closing prayer? Okay, Deacon Aloha. All righty. So the last worship song that I have was
I'm sorry to interrupt. On the prayer line or the prayer list, could we include my family, please?
Yes, ma'am. This is Marilyn, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't hear that.
Sister Marilyn wanted me to add not just her, but also her family under the prayer list. And the Silent Night by Maverick City. Let me get there. Okay.
I'm going to grab a coffee. Okay.
Holiday shopping is on. Time to get clover and cat.
Come All Ye Faithful by Tasha Clark. All the
Good night.